This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And I wish the heck we could talk about something other than COVID-19. I long for the future day when the virus is in the rearview mirror and we can talk about it as a historical event. But it's clear and present. It's with us. And the good news this week, or at least one suspected's good news, is that we got a bunch of vaccine candidates, and the vaccines are being fast-tracked. They're being manufactured at a record pace so that we can administer the vaccine to at least vulnerable individuals at first, and then frontline healthcare workers so that we can stem the tide of the pandemic. And the prospect is that, at least theoretically, we can get enough people vaccinated so that we can achieve herd immunity, put some major speed bumps into the progression of the virus, and that the virus will become a thing of the past. And I, you know, hypothetically, that sounds great. And, I'm really enthusiastic about the prospects of this. I'm astonished that these folks came up with a vaccine in such a record time. It took years before they came up with effective treatments for HIV, but they managed. And we were skeptical then. We thought this is a scourge that will be with us for the conceivable future. But science and technology strutted its stuff, and we came up with effective treatments for HIV such that people who are HIV positive can live long and productive lives. And notwithstanding some side effects of the medications, they generally do well, which is just astonishing. Who'd have thunk that back in the 80s when people were dying and there was absolutely nothing we could do to control the virus? Well, in yet another amazing leap of medical technology, they've come up with a new way to create vaccines. These are RNA vaccines. This is unprecedented. This is a very targeted platform that enables us to do designer molecules, sequences of RNA, which is a messenger piece of genetic material that translates from DNA. DNA creates RNA strands, and then RNA strands go to the nucleus of a cell, and then they actually signal for the production of certain proteins, and actually in the different parts of the cell where the proteins are assembled. And so the idea behind these vaccines is that we can synthesize RNA. And we don't even need some biological material. This is not like, you know, we take COVID-19 and we sterilize it or cook it down. Without actual viral material present, we can create artificially a sequence of RNA that triggers the body's immune response to the spike protein, which is the business end of the virus, the way that the virus attaches to cells. And then the body can be given an artificial stimulus to fight the virus, to prevent the virus from attaching via its spike protein. That's the idea behind these RNA platforms. And what's interesting about RNA platforms is that they can be changed and developed very quickly. They can be developed against a variety of other viruses. They can even be developed in an effort to target certain cancers. So I'm actually pretty excited about this technology. The only problem I have with it is that I have never seen anything, any kind of medication or vaccine that is quite that effective. You know, we're used to the flu vaccine, which is kind of hit or miss. You know, any given year, it's like 15 to 40% effective. It offers partial protection against the flu, but then people still come down with the flu, or people sometimes complain that when they take the shot, they feel lousy because of the strong immune reaction that it elicits. And this one, they say, is 90%, and then another company comes out and says, you know, hold my beer. I'm going to make it 94.5% effective. And then another company comes out and says, you think that's good? Ours is 95% effective. And unfortunately, all this is based on preliminary data. And for any drug, any vaccine, usually the initial studies work out better than the post-marketing. So say they, even if they did, and they claim that they've done this vaccine on 30,000 individuals. That's a lot of people. And they didn't see any serious side effects. But, you know, some people claim that they feel kind of crummy when they take it, but no really serious, disastrous, catastrophic side effects. But then again, this has only been around for a couple of months. And when they roll this out, it will be administered to tens of millions of individuals. So multiply 30,000 by 1,000, and we've got 30 million, right? Am I doing the math correctly? And then if we want to do every single man, woman, and child in the United States, we're talking 10,000 times 3,000, which is 300 million or so. And when that happens, and when also, you know, usually in pre-market studies, they're kind of selective about the people they take in. There's not a lot of, you know, 99-year-olds. There's not a lot of very sick people. There are certain exclusion criteria for who gets the vaccine. And so the concern is, and I'm not saying this is bad, I'm not anti-vax, but I'm just saying we need to proceed with caution because we've only watched these people for a couple of months. We don't know, number one, if there are potential long-term side effects that may emerge later. We don't know, number two, how long the immunity that's conferred by this will last. Is it of long duration? Will it protect people for years and years? Or will it just confer temporary protection for a few months? These are some unanswered questions, and we're going to have to, you know, monitor the progress of this. And the other thing is, a lot of people saying, well, you know, shall I roll up my sleeve and get the vaccine? Well, it won't be available. It's not, I mean, they will prioritize certain people to get it, the vulnerable, the healthcare workers, first responders, possibly. People in situations where they have a lot of exposure. But how long will it be before it's generally available, before you can go to your CVS or your Pathmark and get a shot, you know, like you get the flu vaccine now? I mean, I walk by drugstores and there are signs literally outside, get your flu shot now. Well, there's no COVID-19 vaccine available now just because, you know, you saw news about it on cable news. It's not yet available. It's going to be fast-tracked, and they're getting into massive production, unprecedented. The nice thing about it, they used to require eggs for making vaccines. So there would be a question of, like, you know, how many billions of eggs would we have to get to cook up the vaccines? Well, no, this is just done in chemical vats. These are synthetic vaccines that can be made without requiring incubation in biological medium like eggs for vaccine production. So there won't be any egg allergy. It's going to be really interesting. And, you know, we may enter a post-COVID-19 world in which future viral threats may be addressed with this platform. That would be really neat if this were A, effective, and B, safe. And, you know, sure enough, more vaccine challenges will arise, more infectious diseases will be generated by nature or by accident, and we'll need a fast response, unlike the months that elapsed before we came up with a vaccine. And maybe, just maybe, this new vaccine platform offers hope so that we can be supple and resilient when a new viral challenge or infectious disease challenge emerges with this new technology. I have mixed feelings. I'm psyched and excited, but at the same time, I'm cautious and I want to see what happens. You know, generally when people ask me about new drugs, new vaccines, I say, don't be the first kid on the block to take it. Wait a little bit to see if it works and if it's safe. And that may be the situation with this current vaccine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. We want to get in on the action. We want to pose a question. 877-726-8255. Jot that number down, 877-726-8255, because during the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend, something may occur to you, and you can dial 877-726-8255 and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
A week ago, I had extremely dark stools, and it lasted for approximately 6 days, and then it cleared up. I was just wondering what would cause extremely dark stools. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, I got to say that in the world of medicine, extremely dark stool is kind of like left-sided chest discomfort with pain radiating down to your fingertips. It's potentially a sign of gastrointestinal bleeding or perhaps an early sign of colon cancer. Or else it could be something innocuous. You know, you change your diet, you eat a lot of, dark leafy vegetables or spinach or in particular beets. And beets scare a lot of my patients because when I urge them to eat beets because they're so healthy and they release a lot of nitric oxide, They go to the bathroom and their stool is dark and sometimes there's a reddish tinge in the toilet. And they go, oh my goodness, I'm bleeding. And it turns out not. But when there's bleeding higher up in the gastrointestinal tract, it tends to oxidize. And when mixed with stool, it makes the stool very dark or black colored. Also, taking iron supplements will do that too. Some people start iron supplements and they go, oh my goodness, I got dark stool. Maybe I'm bleeding. No, it's the iron supplements typically do that. So what you need to do is contact your physician, and hopefully you have one. And they may decide on a couple of strategies. One is, you know, come on into the office. We'll do a blood test. We'll see if you've lost blood, if you're anemic. We'll even do a rectal exam. You know, put a gloved finger up there where the sun don't shine and collect a stool sample and see if there's any positivity for blood. Another way to do this, short of a colonoscopy or sigmoidoscopy, is to use something called the Cologuard test. It's a home test, and it's an advance over previous tests, which just test for blood. It tests for the presence of blood, but it also tests altered DNA, which is a biomarker for colon cancer. So it's a more precise test than the FIT. I mean, if you have like a hemorrhoid, you know, you can turn out positive for the previous test, the FIT test. With the Cologuard, it's more, usually more specific. And it'll test for the blood, but it'll also test to see if there's DNA changes that are associated with the presence of colon cancer. And for some people, it obviates the need for a colonoscopy. But if you haven't had one and you have dark stool, this will be probably the impetus for your doctor to say, hey, you know, when was the last time you had a colonoscopy? Maybe we ought to go up there and take a look. It's not a bad thing to do just from time to time anyway, and just to make sure everything's all right. So that's the situation there. I mean, you know, this is a pretty familiar drill for me. You know, as I take care of literally hundreds of patients, things turn up from time to time. They call me, they email me, they tell me that this or that's going on, and I say, well, I wish I could tell you to just ignore it, but it turns out that it really might be something. This is an interesting item, is that the essential fatty acids that mom eats may program their offspring for obesity. Pregnant mice fed a diet high in omega-6 fats and low in omega-3 fats produced offspring that go on to exhibit hedonic levels of consumption of hypercaloric diets. In other words, they pig out on junk food. Omega-6 fats are found in grapeseed oil, corn oil, and sesame oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil. They're often present in salad dressings and processed foods. And so too much of that when you're pregnant may change the appetite orientation of your child. Get more omega-3s instead. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Call us. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD oil to help my patients, but I also recommend CBD to healthy adults to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new product from Plus CBD. Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels. New Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels provide higher levels of CBD for the greatest impact on everyday health. This new product enables you to take fewer capsules to achieve an impactful level of CBD. And with pre-measured servings and no hemp flavor, Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels are a no-mess, no-fuss way to take advantage of CBD's myriad benefits. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 20% off. That's pluscbdoil.com. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we'll take your phone calls momentarily. But when it comes to the vegan diet, yeah, there are a lot of gaps in the vegan diet. And so vegans are well advised to take a multivitamin or nutritional supplements targeted to some of the potential deficits that they might have. In a truly vegan diet, there's not a lot of B12, for example. So you might do well to take some additional B vitamins. Also, although the body synthesizes carnitine, meat is a dietary source of carnitine, so vegans might take some additional carnitine. If you are truly a vegan and you don't eat any fish, you're not a pesco vegetarian, you might consider taking some additional omega-3. But if you object to omega-3 coming from animal sources, there are algae sources of omega-3, and on it goes. Well, I'm looking at here at a study about the nutritional deficits that vegans may have. And it turns out that, according to the headline, vitamin B12 is well supplemented in most vegans. They know that they need to take a multi or a B vitamin that comprises B12. So, according to the survey, most vegans had adequate levels of B12. I mean, you have to be a real dyed-in-the-wool vegan, virtually no animal sources of any kind of food, or, you know, eschew the use of nutritional supplements. Then maybe you can get into trouble. But this is interesting. What they did find in these 18 women and men who were vegans aged 30 to 60, and most of them took supplements. But what they did find is that in one-third of them, there was a deficiency of iodine. Iodine comes from iodized salt. It also comes from fish and seafood. In one-third of them, the level was below the limit defined by the World Health Organization. Anything below this represents a serious shortage. So there you have it. 10% of participants also had an iron deficiency. Sources of iron in a vegetarian diet can be limited, and the bioavailability of the iron in things like spinach is exaggerated. You know, a lot of people say, well, Papa, I eat spinach. I'm going to get my iron from spinach. Well, you'll get some. But if you truly are iron deficient, you need heme sources of iron from animal protein, red meat, dark meat, poultry, darker selections of fish like salmon and tuna. Those are higher in iron, and certainly eggs also deliver iron. But if you're not having any of those things, make sure that you get adequate iron, especially if you're a young woman. When you menstruate, you have higher requirements for iron. So interesting here that B12, not such a big issue among vegans, but iodine was the limiting factor. So at the very least, use iodized salt on your food, or consider you know, consider seaweed, which is a source of iodine. That's one way of getting your iodine. Kelp, or take an iodine supplement or a multi that has small amounts of iodine in it. 877-726-8255 is our number. Let me take a moment to ask you, are you looking to give your immune system a boost? Well, who isn't these days? Here's a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. And a bit, you know, oregano, little, you know, sometimes a little unpleasant to take. It, you know, it's pretty strong. But if you want your kid to get a little bit of the benefits of oregano, this is ideal because it tastes good. It's got natural honey flavor. Future Farms wild oil of oregano supports a variety of healthy benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. We know that. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation. It helps alleviate muscle pain. It improves memory and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's Future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Check it out. I take it, and it is delicious. Okay. This item about medical practices. Now, you might think this is the heyday for medicine because people are really rushing in unprecedented numbers to get medical care for COVID-19. So the hospitals are experiencing a surge. In fact, the hospitals in some cases are being overwhelmed. But it's not a good time for medicine. Nearly one in five medical practices have seen a 50% revenue drop. And to some extent, I'm seeing that in New York because I practice in New York City. A lot of my patients come from outside New York. They don't want to travel. They don't want to come into New York. There was also the specter of civil disorder for a time in New York and, you know, the insecurity and the bad reputation that New York is getting because, you know, it's like insecure and a lot of crazies are running around in the streets. Medical practices have seen a nearly one-third drop in their average revenue this year, according to a new survey from the American Medical Association. More than 80% of physicians said their revenue was lower than in February, with nearly one in five saying the revenue drops were greater than 50%, according to an AMA survey of 3,500 physicians. And the net result of this is that a lot of doctors are going to retire early. They have to put up with, you know, a lot of insecurity in their offices, you know, make sure that everything's swabbed down and that you'd have to put in new air purification systems and, not too many patients at one time. You know, it used to be you just crowd a bunch of people into your waiting room and, you know, as many chairs as they would all sit together. Now you have to limit the number of people who can come in. You have to schedule appointments, stagger appointments so that there are not a lot of people crowding together. We in our office, we have actually people sitting outside the office in the elevator, not in the elevator shaft, but in the ante room to the office, literally outside the office when, you know, we want to separate people, with social distancing. More than 80% of physicians said they were providing fewer in-person patient visits than February, more than one-third indicating that they'd seen in-person visits drop by more than 50%. 70% of physicians were providing fewer total visits, including their telehealth visits, than in February. I mean, we can do, and I'm doing a lot of Zoom, I'm doing Skype, I'm doing a lot of phoners. We're staying in touch with patients, but a lot of them, they just don't want to come in. Nearly 40% of docs said they're spending on personal protective equipment. That's a big office expense. You know, more cleaning, more PPEs, masks, gowns, shields. The 40% of doctors said they're spending on personal protective equipment increased by more than 50% since February. Nearly 40% saying simply acquiring PPE was still very or extremely difficult for smaller practices that lack purchasing power to compete with larger health systems. And the net result is, unfortunately, it's driving gifted private physicians out of practice or getting them to sign on to big hospital corporations or to join the staff of hospitals. So there's a lot of consolidation happening in medicine. These big hospitals have the resources and the purchasing power to, you know, do all those protective things. And it is really going to change the face of medicine, regardless of the outcome of the vaccines. You know, even when the dust settles and COVID-19 is over, medicine, the character of medicine is going to be changed forever. It's going to be more centralized, more hospital-based, more corporate than ever before. And it's a move that I really deplore because a lot of my physician colleagues, they're under a lot of pressure just to keep the doors open. And some of my gifted colleagues, as a result of this, may simply just throw in the towel. Why bother, you know, when their income is so decimated? 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255. Antibiotic exposure in children under age 2 may have adverse consequences. We'll tackle that story in just a moment. But first, let's take this call from our recorded file.
The question I'm asking you is about taking my supplements. You know, there's so many supplements that I take, sometimes as much as 20 tablets. I'm wondering if I can throw it in my smoothie, all the different various coatings on these supplements. I wonder if I could do that and drink it down in one clip. That would be a good thing if I could do that. What do you think about it?
Okay. Well, you know, that's kind of an interesting question. And, you know, this is a man after my own heart. Because I take, I take 15, 20 different supplements in pill form. And, you know, I swallow them down with meals. I usually take them in divided doses. I take half of them in the morning, and then I take half of them in midday. Usually later on in the day, I can't be bothered. It's nice that, you know, I've already paid it forward so I can have dinner unmolested by the need to take a lot of supplements. And, you know, a couple of things that I take at bedtime, like CBD, cannabidiol, that need to be timed out and taken later in the day. So this kind of speaks to the issue of liquid or powdered supplements, Because what you can do is you can open up all your capsules and you can drop them into a smoothie. You can turn on the blender. You can just throw them in there. If you have a powerful enough blender, it'll just like homogenize the whole thing. And then you can drink down that mixture and get all your supplements into you. The problem is that certain supplements have a harsh effect on the throat and on the esophagus. And you do better to take them in pill form, because in pill form you swallow them and they bypass your esophagus and they open up in your stomach, which seems to be better tolerated than if you create a slurry of all these nutrients, some of which may have an irritative effect on your food tube. And besides, it might just taste horrible. You know, but you might be one of these kind of guys who, you know, just hold your nose and take it. You know, if it's good for me, tastes terrible, but, I can soldier on. Generally you can avoid the unpleasant taste of supplements, especially, you know, concentrated things like, multivitamins and B vitamins and things like, NAC, alpha lipoic acid. These things, high dose vitamin C, these things can have an irritative effect if taken in liquid form. So, you know, you can experiment with certain of them. I mean, you know, if you want, you can get a liquid fish oil and throw that into your smoothie. That works fine. And certain things work in powdered form. But if you take all 20 things and throw them in a blender along with your smoothie, you might experience some problems. But, you know, it's... You got to do a little trial and error and make it a science fair project. See how it works for you. It's possible. It's not going to mess up the effectiveness of the supplements. It just may make it more difficult for you to tolerate them. 877-726-8255, our number. And jot that number down, because while we are limited in time for today's program, you can call us during the long holiday week. I just want to announce that stand by, because we are offering, in the spirit of Black Friday, a Black Friday sale, which will be at the end of the month after the holiday. I believe it's the November 30th and October and December 1st. So that's an opportunity for you to get products at full script at a significant saving. This item has to do with antibiotic exposure in children under the age of 2. Unfortunately, kids come down with all kinds of respiratory infections and ear infections. And, you know, that's kind of like routine among young kids. They just get a lot of infections. The temptation is to give them antibiotics. Many studies suggest that antibiotics do little to shorten the duration or the seriousness of these minor infections. Yet, you know, there's a measure of demand by parents from pediatricians: give me something so I can make my kid more comfortable. Well, the problem is children under age 2 take antibiotics are at greater risk for childhood onset asthma, respiratory allergies, eczema, celiac disease, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and even obesity, according to a new article. This is a paper written by the Mayo Clinic and Rutgers researchers jointly. They surveyed nearly 15,000 children in Minnesota, and the findings are consistent, they say, with a hypothesis that the composition of the microbiome, those trillions of beneficial microorganisms that live in and on our bodies, play a critical role in the early development of immunity. The setup is for autoimmunity, brain problems, allergy problems. The study found that antibiotics were associated with metabolic diseases, immunological diseases like asthma and food allergies and hay fever, even cognitive conditions or disorders like ADHD and autism. So that is a big problem. Also, to kind of reinforce the message, researchers found that the risk increased with more courses of antibiotics and when given earlier in life, especially within the first 6 months. So they say that this should change doctors' practices in how often and casually they prescribe antibiotics, especially for mild conditions. Kids just get too many medications, and good pediatricians, I mean, stop being a pediatrician, because kid's sick and, you know, you don't want to be sued. So, you know, you treat it and you treat it aggressively, but sometimes overzealous treatment of these minor conditions can result in problems. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us in the week ahead. Have yourself as good a Thanksgiving as you can under the circumstances. Stay healthy, stay safe. Become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by visiting our website at drhoffman.com. Download our podcasts in some of the leisure time that you'll have over the holidays. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And enjoy the holidays as much as possible. Next year, we'll be better.